This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirkley Challenge Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirkley Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs, that means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse, the Satirically Challenged Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pinko, along with Johnny. Tonight we have some really awesome news that we're just about to get into. A woman is making strides to bring disability inclusion into the forefront and bring into play a leadership role, which also means more entrepreneurs are going to be seeing a stride in equal opportunities and having the ability to take chances on those who might be different than who have different abilities, and it's also got the attention of Richard Branson, which is really awesome. I do say so myself. Johnny, what do you think about this new campaign that's managed to take on five, that is being asked to put, which is basically a way for making way for companies to bring inclusion to the mix, into the forefront, not only on a corporate level.
I think it's amazing. We can finally get the equal opportunity.
And everyone has that ability, has the potential to land the job that they would want, or work their way to get the job that they desire.
Yeah, like work their way up the corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all passionate. We all want to strive for something.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that this... Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Even if we work our butts off.
Yeah. And there, and we work a lot harder. We definitely do take the time and our due diligence to work harder than most people. And we definitely strive to be just as good as the next person.
Yeah.
So this could be, this campaign not only can be looked at as a way that more people could express their desire to have equal opportunities, as well as show companies what is possible. And that's what matters.
Yeah.
Instead of putting the limitations in front of us. And not, and if you're, if those are willing to take the time to actually,
and not be like, oh, we're going to pay them like, oh, $4 an hour. Like,
yeah, no. They...
No, we...
Fair, equal pay, the ability to have access to opportunities and growth within the companies. Which is what's key for the success of anyone who desires to be able to work and strive to do just to do what others do without being told that it's too far out of the realm of possibilities.
Like, oh, it's too far. It's too far out. Like, you can't do this because it's too much work.
And I think when more and more people and more companies actually take a look at how many people can benefit from being hired, then it would be more the access that would be there. The access for those who want and desire to have the better paying jobs sometimes need a little extra help, and not from like organizations that works with individuals like that have different abilities, but companies to generally start to work for the greater good and not just say that they're going to do something, actually do it. I think that's what matters in the long run. There's the more people that say, wait a minute.
Like, this ain't right.
And the more clarity companies are going to get and realize what people are actually missing out on. And there's a lot of people who could really see so much growth.
Because isn't that what people, jobs usually looking for? People who are hardworking and driven?
Yeah.
for them to be successful.
Yeah.
I think, what, like, only 20% of disabled people, differently abled people are, they can't find work? Or
yeah.
They don't have a job?
No, actually, it might be
20%
more.
I think 20% actually have a job.
Right, yeah. That sounds about right. Because they're really, I think there's a major issue that we could take to task with jobs not even willing to give, not even to offer mentorship opportunities, or to give, or not to give, but to present opportunities to those who meet their
criteria.
Yeah. Which, honestly, pretty big deal. Now you really can't complain with that either.
See, unless you're not living, if you're not living on your own, like,
mm-hmm.
If you are, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah. And a lot of people depend on those, on opportunities. It's not just a, oh, that's needed. It's a, wow, this is what's needed. Let's work on it.
Yeah, like,
let's do.
Like, what? Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm. Let's get this done. Let's get this going. Let's make this be the best thing possible. Because if there are those opportunities presented, I think a lot of people would be more inclined to be able to be able to get out of poverty, to be able to get themselves in a better situation.
Exactly.
Most people would want that to be the case.
So even if you're on like assisted income,
mm-hmm.
That income is very, very little.
Yeah. And it's not, and sometimes, and there are situations that come up where those are, that want it, hit their own roadblocks because of the system, too.
Yeah.
So, if someone's able to make the system work in everyone's favor, have a system that is better set up, and not just being looked at as,
you're nothing.
Oh, you're nothing, or, oh, this isn't good. Well, come to think of it, How is one supposed to feel?
Okay, you feel pretty discouraged when you keep getting denied.
Mm-hmm. And there's a point where who really matters, and how much more does someone have to complain or let it be known that practices by companies could be better?
I mean, we're getting there, but
mm-hmm.
We need to keep going. Whoa. Keep going.
Right. And there's always room for improvement. And I never thought there wouldn't be. So why would there be an issue to give, to be willing to willing to come to the table and say, is this going to be the best for those who want to succeed? Because I think everyone deserves better.
Everyone definitely deserves better.
Yeah.
Better in some people's situations right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And the more and more people are willing to come to the table, the better it's going to be. And the more people are willing to say, wait, that's not fair. That's not fair. Let's be better than what's actually going on. I think that's the only way people are going to actually change their mind and also be willing to take into consideration what's actually going on.
I think there's also another issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a generational thing.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. Because there are some people out there that definitely
like the older generation, like they have a different mindset.
Yeah. Which also leads to more problems and more problematic times for those who want to have the opportunities. And if someone's able to look at it from a different way, then why should someone say, well, not good enough? I look at that as being a bit redundant and a bit, what's the word? Out of hand. When someone isn't willing to take the time to actually get to know these individuals and get to know us.
Yeah, like the baby boomer generation, when they had disabilities, they put them in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
They were different.
Yeah.
Excuse me, institutions.
Right.
We can edit that out, right?
Hey, everyone makes mistakes.
Correct.
And a lot of, in older generations, that's unfortunately what they called it.
Yeah.
And there were institutional living. And people do, and there's a, and that's unfortunate how, and it's the unfortunate thing that people still look at.
There's still that mindset. Health,
yeah, still have the mindset and not being aware of how much mental health is not discussed, let alone putting a label on a hospital or, and also those situations in those hospitals in the, during those periods up until the late 60s, 70s, some of them, and 80s, and even 90s, depending on when those facilities have closed, there's a problem if you really think about it. There's a major issue that comes to play, comes into that, unfortunately, becomes a challenge for those who are older. And because of movies, there are different movies, different places that do refer to it as a institutions, as the word that you said,
yeah.
Which people do look at it as, well, people are in such and such place.
So like, oh, they're crazy, like.
And no one knows the reason why they're there.
Without even getting to know them.
Yeah. So, for someone and when you're making an honest mistake, that word for a person of an older generation, that's unfortunately that's the terminology that would have been used, like it or not. Is that fair?
That's not fair.
Is it right?
No.
Not at all.
That's what they were back in the day.
And they were referred to that way. It doesn't make it right. So if more people are open to say, wait a minute, and put a difference. And yes, there are places out there that do help people with mental illness. But the labeling and the hindrance of those who actually are able and capable of living the best life possible are sometimes in those situations. And they unfortunately don't exactly have the best the outcome isn't necessarily good either.
Yeah, like,
which is very sad and unfortunate for those who want to succeed and to live the best life possible, despite what abilities they have.
I mean,
and in the end, if this is going to be a way, sorry.
So you just get institutional, you get institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
Like they want you to be what they want them to
mm-hmm.
be.
Right. And it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't end up, sometimes there's more harm than good. That when people aren't able to understand. And it's great to see someone coming up into the actually doing something that could end up being very that is beneficial for someone to get to make the outcomes better, not only for their pay, for those who want to have jobs, but it means more success. And it also gives more opportunities. And that I can't deny. The more opportunities, a lot of things are going to change for the better.
Yeah, things will change eventually.
Yeah.
We just need to keep fighting.
Yeah. And progress is will be had. It might take time, but
it's going to take time, it's going to take some work.
Yeah. We desire to be accepted, which is true. And the better things will actually be in the long run. It's not too shabby. To see someone working hard and doing great things, and for her to create for this woman to actually start speaking out and to remain rebellious, this means that progress is actually going to be progress. Takes time, and what's important is those that are fighting for inclusion on no matter what level, it is definitely noticed, and those who do these things. Who are doing these things should be celebrated. And that's what matters. And we'll be back.
I think we're out of time on this one.
I know. So we'll be back Monday, same time, same place. And then that note.
Bye. Perfect.